Exodus chapter 17, please. And reading at verse 6. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, Choose us out men, and go out and fight with Amalek tomorrow. I will stand on the top of the hill at the rod, with the rod of God in mine hand. Also in Numbers chapter 14, and verse 6, And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land, and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bred for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Verse 23. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me to see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it. Joshua chapter 14. Verse 6. And the children of Judah came unto Joshua and Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely, the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and the children and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for more, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakins were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Now the Lord will bless the reading of his word, as we have heard today. There's a few thoughts that I would like to notice in that which we have read. First of all, in Exodus chapter 17, the children of Israel had now left the Red Sea. They had followed along through the desert. They had come to this place called
Rephidim.
Rephidim. And it rained, and there was no water there. I thought there's nothing that is more discouraging when there's no water. It reminds me of years ago, with another brother, we went to a place called Loma Grande for meetings, which means the big hill, big land, big hill. And we took a canister of water, possibly about 4 or 5 gallons of water, and then had to do it for 2 weeks. Temperatures of over 100, and that was all the water we had. We'd have one cup of coffee in the morning, and we used a bit of water to wash our mouths out and things like that, but that was all we had. Till finally, the water gave out, and we had to get out. Nothing else for it but to get out. I suppose I've gone through several experiences like that as one of the things that have played havoc on my kidneys. However, we are in the hands of the Lord, and we're thankful for that. But you know, in conditions like that, people get discouraged. People get discouraged. People can get cast down. Can't go no farther. Can't do anything more. Discouraged and cast down. Here there were some 2 million, more or less, understand, some 2 million people. They had come to this place, Rephidim, and there was no water. The way was hard. The way was difficult. Now, what are we going to do? Of course, they criticized Moses, but Moses cried unto the Lord. And that's one thing we lack so often, with difficulties and problems that present themselves, to take it to the Lord in prayer, to call upon the Lord. For he is one that hears and answers prayer. Many a time he answers before we even call. And we're grateful the way the Lord does answer. And so we see here, it was a difficulty. They cried unto the Lord. And the Lord told Moses to stand upon a rock in Horeb. It's the lowly rock. It speaks to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who suffered and bled and died on dark Calvary's cross. And he told him that he was to smite the rock. The second time he smote the rock, it was a mistake. He made a serious mistake. But here, on this occasion, he was told to smite the rock, and the waters gushed out. What a sight it must have been in the wilderness scene, with all the trials of the way. Here was an abundance of water, that which they desired. And we looked, they badly needed. It was the bedrock. And it speaks to us of Christ as our rock, the one who's able to meet our need as we journey through a wilderness scene. And so we see here, the rock was smitten. The rock was smitten once at this time. The water gushed out. There's abundance for everybody. They all were fully satisfied with the water that they received. Sometimes we sing, satisfied with thee, Lord Jesus, I would bless. How much we should be satisfied alone with the person of God's beloved Son, cleaving to him and to the word of his grace until that day when he comes to take us home to be forever with himself. But I was thinking of this. These people, discouraged, cast down. How often we have seen that traveling amongst the Lord's people. They become discouraged. There's so much here in the world that to discourage us. But what we need is to get a fresh glimpse of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ day by day as we journey through this wilderness scene. For having our eyes set upon the blessed Lord Jesus Christ is able to meet our need and undertake for us day by day. Now, in our second scripture, in the Numbers chapter 14, they come on to a place which our brother made mention this morning, Kadesh Barnea. I understand Barnea means a desert. And I suppose anywhere you went in that land, it was desert, desert, desert. I read about the desert of Sin, Z-I-N, and the desert of Sin, S-I-N. So the desert after desert after desert. Wherever they went, desert. And desert can be a trying, trying place. The only thing I ever saw in a desert that I could appreciate was a pear on a cactus. My, a very, very delicious fruit, providing you don't bite into it, because it's just covered with prickles. Very, very fine thorns. So fine you could hardly see them. But you put that into your mouth, and I tell you, you soon find out what a thorn can be. I never forget the first experience I ever had with them. And I was quite wise the next time and learned well what you do. You peel the skin off with a knife before you try to eat them. But you know, that's about the only thing that is satisfying in a desert. And I mean a desert. And so here, in Numbers chapter 14, they were told, God told them to go up into the land and to examine the land. They knew what the land was. It was a land that flowed with milk and honey. If only they had believed God and gone up to take possession, they wouldn't have had the problems that they were soon to enter into. And so we see how that 12 from each tribe a man was chosen to go up and to spy out the land. Amongst them was Caleb and Joshua, two God-fearing men that were encouraged to go up and to spy out the land. They brought back a good report. They brought back exactly what the land was. It was a land that flowed with milk and honey. There was abundance for everybody. But others, the other 10, they brought back a report saying, "Oh, we saw the children of Anak. And you know, we were more like grasshoppers, and they were so big before us. And you know, we can't go up there." And of course you can't, and you can't. I never forget, many years ago, I was new in Venezuela at the time. And we had some house meetings in a little place called Caracatas. And some of the brothers said to me, why couldn't we build a little hall here? The house where we were having the meetings wasn't very good. It was very dirty. And I thought, why, sure, we could build a little hall. So we went and asked one of the brethren, apparently the overseeing brethren, to get his permission and all the rest of it to build a little hall. Oh, he says, the people down there, if they want to hear the gospel, they can come up here. You don't need to build a hall down there. Yeah, how am I? I never heard a lick of that before. However, we went ahead and built a hall. And in our first meetings, we had the joy of seeing a nice number reached and saved by the grace of God. God is able. They do not for us to become discouraged. Well, here they brought back an evil report. But there were two men, Joshua and Caleb, that brought a true report. Why, they said, if we go up there, the Lord will be with us, the Lord will sustain us, the Lord will give us help to defeat the army, and they're bread for us. We can easily do it. First of all, I might say that in verse 6 and 7, we see the faithfulness of Caleb in his testimony. He says, here, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceedingly good land. He brought a true report. And then we have his testimony. He says, if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us. We can trust the Lord. We can trust the Lord. He'll give us a land. And then, in verse 9, his exhortation. He says, only rebel not against the Lord. You know, that's a terrible thing, to rebel against the Lord, against the word of the Lord. May the Lord preserve us to walk in the fear of God, to cleave to the Lord under the word of his grace. So we see here, unbelief amongst so many prevailed. The result that God would not go up with them. And we see that from Kadesh Barnea, out of a whole multitude of 2 million, they had to turn back and wander in the wilderness for 40 long years. There's nothing more sad to me to see some dear souls who have got on well for a while, and then for some reason or other reason, they get discouraged and they turn back. Here they were. For 40 long years, or 45 long years, they had turned back into the wilderness. And there they were, wandered around in the wilderness. How many today there are wandering around in the wilderness? Just had a letter yesterday, of someone in El Salvador. And that's the problem, wandering around in the wilderness, caught away by the things of this world, and they're just wandering. But that wasn't so. That's a remarkable thing for me to notice, that with all those years, 40-odd years, that they're wandering around in the wilderness, Joshua fully followed the Lord. And now, brothers and sisters, that is something that should encourage our hearts, to set our eyes upon the Lord Himself, to follow Him, day by day, whatever it may be, to seek to follow Him, and to live to please Him, until He comes to take us home to be with Himself. I realize that our assemblies are not perfect, by any means, and I realize that also in Venezuela, the assemblies are not perfect. But many and many a day I got down on my knees and thank God for our dear brethren and for those who have a desire to seek to live to please Him, and for those who have a desire for the assembly and seek to help our brethren to go on in the way pleasing to the Lord. Maybe six, 7 years ago, we saw a young man recently saved called Jaime Rojas. He had come up in the Sunday school right from his very earliest days. In fact, he was raised in our home. And then he was in the Sunday school. He grew up and he got me too big for the Sunday school. He would come along to the gospel meeting. Then he didn't want to come along to the gospel meeting. Then he grew a great big beard. It looked like a hive for a certain bug that we have in Venezuela. But anyway, he loved that beard he had more than anything else. But any time I asked him to go with me to a gospel meeting, he'd go. And I would let him drive the car. That was always another incentive for him to drive. Finally, we had the joy, or I should say, first of all, he came along one day, and he said to me, "I'm getting married." I said, "Who are you marrying, a Roman Catholic?" I said, "Oh," he said, "yes, I'm marrying a Roman Catholic." But he said, "I want you to go to my wedding." Well, I said, "Will there be liquor?" He said, "No, there'll be no liquor." Well, he said, "There's going to be no liquor, I'll go, providing I can preach the gospel." And we went. Wasn't many of us there, but we went. And you know, just a very few months after that, we had the joy of seeing him saved. First seeing him saved. He helped me afterwards all he possibly could. And of course, when I took ill, my health gave out. Little by little, he's taken over. And thank God, he's a real help in the little assembly there in Dwaka today. Oh, thank God for that. And he is one who's seeking to follow the Lord. Now, I read also in Joshua chapter 14, and that's more or less what we see, the same thing again. Verse 6, "And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us." Pardon me, I guess it's Numbers. I want Joshua. Joshua chapter 14. Verse 7. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word, again it was in my heart. And brought a good word. He spoke well of the things of God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, "Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since he spake this word unto Moses." Then farther on down, in verse 14, we read, "Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel." Three times in this section, in this portion, in verse 8, verse 9, and verse 14, in regards to Caleb, read these words: "He fully followed the Lord." In fact, there are six scriptures, a couple of them in Deuteronomy, where we read of Caleb, "He fully followed the Lord." He fully followed the Lord. Brethren and sisters, may this be our heart's desire, to seek to follow the Lord. It won't be long before he'll be here. It won't be long before he'll take us home to be forever with himself. May he encourage our hearts to seek to follow him fully. There are many things that attract us, it is true. But oh, may the Lord encourage us to lay aside these things and to make it our desire to fully follow the Lord until that day when we'll see him face to face. May the Lord encourage our hearts and bless his word to each one of us. And I'd like to leave these few thoughts in regards to Caleb, in regards to Joshua. Might say also that Joshua here had us for a blessing, for a place. And Joshua gave him a blessing and rewarded him with giving him heaven. Heaven speaks of fellowship. Heaven was a mountain. He wanted a high place, a place where he could go out against the enemy. The Lord blessed him. Now, in regards to Joshua, he was given a place in chapter 19 and verse 49 it says, "And when they had made an end of dividing the land," now they had gone through, they had divided the land, they had given each tribe their portion that was due to them, and Caleb had now got his portion, he had got Hebron. Now it says here, when they were through dividing the land, then there was an inheritance for Joshua. Here in verse 50, "According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-Serah in Mount Ephraim. He built the city and dwelt there." Now, Caleb got Hebron, which speaks of fellowship, and Joshua got this place, Timnath-Serah, and an abundant portion, and a portion that is fully satisfactory. And that is what we have on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. "Satisfied with thee, Lord Jesus, I am blessed." Oh, how the Lord is able to bless us, brethren and sisters, when we're occupied with him, waiting for that day to see him face to face. May the Lord bless his word. Amen.